Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is so great to be with you guys this weekend. And we got another episode of one of my favorites, continuing the 2026 49ers roster countdown. Now, today we've got numbers 86 all the way up to 82. And if this is your first time with us for the roster series, we used to do one individual episode per player. This offseason had to kind of shrink it down a little bit. So we're still doing our countdown the same way that we always do it. We're just doing five players in one episode, just a little bit more efficiency. This weekend, my son graduated yesterday, which is freaking awesome. The youngest, way to go, Michael. We got family in town, all kinds of stuff. And so just trying to make sure we get through our content in the offseason like we always do, because I don't want to shortchange anything, but kind of had to move some stuff around. So very fun episode today. And you know, a lot of these guys, again, if you've never been with us for our roster countdown series, we're trying to achieve two main things. One, we want you to know about every single player on the team. That way, whenever you're getting training camp reports, you're watching preseason games, the 53-man roster countdown takes place, you know everybody. You're going to understand who jersey number four is. You're going to understand who wears jersey number 50. You're going to understand their backstory, what it is about them that made them make the 91-man roster and compete for the 53. So that's number one. And number two, we want to give everybody their moment to shine. This is a dream come true for a lot of these players. And sadly, this is as far as some players will make it in their NFL journey. So we want to make sure that we give respect where respect is due. These players have worked their entire lives to get to this point. And we just want to make sure, I know we would do way better if we just talked about Mike Evans and Christian McCaffrey and Fred Warner and Nick Bosa and George Kittle every episode, but we want to do what perhaps other people are not doing. So I do want to say thank you so much for being here. Look at this, David Wallner in the chat. I knew today was going to be a good day. Appreciate you. Diehard Cowboys fan here. Used to teach with them. One of the best of the best. Appreciate you, brother. And Cowboys are looking good. Can't wait, man. And probably our biggest event that we've ever had, we're foreshadowing here. We're going to be out in Dallas, my friend, so I better see you out there. We've rented out Texas Live. We'll be there the day before, and our tailgate is going to be unbelievable. All-inclusive premium tailgate day of the game on our own property so we can do our own thing. Walk to the stadium, have a good time. Go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Make sure if you guys are coming out. Appreciate all the hashtag CCs. What's up, Dancer? We got Kimbro. I love this. David, appreciate you guys. What's up, Tommy? Tommy, the man. Big Tone. John, one of my clients since I'm here in Northern California, said their son now is an offensive coordinator in Texas. Made me think of you. I guess they take care. Dude, I love it. One of us wins, we all win. Celebrate others' victories. You will have a much better life. That is for dang sure. What's up, Robert? Appreciate you guys. Oh, and we got my man. Josh is in the house. Our executive producers for this series, Josh, Ben, and Zach. Here's the process, the peek behind the curtain. Once the 49ers finish the draft, free agency, all that stuff, you have your 91 players. Zach, Ben, Josh, and I, we get together, and we blindly rank 1 through 91. And the only premise is this. Most important players for this season only, 2026. That's it. We're not looking long term. We're not looking at any of that stuff. It's who matters most this season for the 49ers season. That's it. Then we compile all those and whatever algorithms, and that gives us our 1 through 91. And so today's episode is 82 through 86. We start at 86 and we work our way up all the way until we get to number one. So thank you, Josh. Appreciate you, man. He's a freaking legend. What above 500 team has Dak beaten in the playoffs? Well, two playoff wins in his career. I will remind everybody, Brock Purdy has more playoff wins than Tony Romo and Dak Prescott combined, and still climbing. I do think that the Cowboys have a very good roster this year, but it's the Cowboys, and it's Dak, who is one of the best regular season quarterbacks perhaps in NFL history with how efficient he is. Doesn't matter whenever you don't have that clutch gene. It just does not matter. So that's kind of where that is. Oh, Kimbrough, my man. Thank you so much for the super chat. Your generosity says congratulations on the graduation. I love the roster countdown. Gets me hype and informed for the season. Please don't ever stop. Every offseason, I have the conversation with the wifey. Like, are you doing the countdown again? I'm like, yeah, I think so. but I don't know. Maybe we'll stick with this format because we didn't used to do live episodes. I would just do recorded content offline, then upload it, you know, across all platforms. It's not going anywhere anytime soon. Next offseason, I will have more time, hopefully. This year's just bananas. Son's graduating. Son's moving to Texas to try to, you know, get easy enrolled in Fire Academy. It's our 20th anniversary with the wife and I, which is incredible. We're downsizing now that we're empty nesters. Just a lot of moving parts. Just kind of getting our bottoms kicked over here in a good way. But that's what that is. But I don't want the roster countdown to go anywhere. Really, really don't. What's up, Tommy? Appreciate you, man. Just want to let you know we love you. And you are the freaking man. He says, you know, going to Florida to see my dad probably for the last time Tuesday. Cherish that, man. And I know it's hard, but must have been a badass dude. And is still a badass dude to put out a Tommy Huxley, man. So happy Memorial Day to the faithful. Got to put that out there. I love that. Celebrate the small things in any way that you can. And people that sacrificed everything. Good Lord. The best of the best. David, love it. A lot of people don't know John just graduated yesterday. Also, that is true. In fact, I probably, it's so funny. Like, I went to college forever. Went to grad school forever. And then my job now, I didn't even need a high school diploma to do this. I don't think that's funny. I think it's sad, but that's okay. Appreciate you guys. What's up, man? My man, Shade. He says, good morning, John. Hope to see you in Arizona last game of the year. I hope so, too. We're still up in the air on the Arizona trip. I hate the flex scheduling date. It makes it so hard for staff and traveling and all that stuff. But the hopes are we will be in Arizona. The hopes are we will be in Arizona. What's up, Big Red? He said, my twin boys are graduating next year. Congratulations, my man. Let's go North Forney. I love it. The Falcons? Falcons. Yeah. Much love, John. Absolute best. Right back at you, man. Appreciate you. All right. Without further ado, let's dive in. Number 86 on the 49ers roster countdown of 2026, Will Pauling. Priority free agent, wide receiver, undersized, hard worker, special teams. This is the Junior Bergen competition. And we have Will Pauling ranked ahead of Junior Bergen. I really, really do. I think that he brings more to the table. I know that Junior Bergen has been with the team for a year. I understand he was a 7th-round draft pick. But, you know, these two guys, I don't think that there's any reality where Will Pauling and Junior Bergen make the 53-man roster. I just don't see it. Will Pauling's wearing jersey number 4, clean look. 5'9", 183. He's small, 23 years old. He's a Chicago kid, went to Homewood Flossmoor High School, and was a big-time high school athlete. 1,100 all-purpose yards as a junior, 20 touchdowns, was productive in 3 sports in college. Like, just kind of, like, you watch him, and you're just like, okay, I see it. This is a Kyle Shanahan running back. Likes to block despite being the smallest guy on the field. Loves the weight room. You could tell he is a workout warrior. He has hardcore leadership qualities. This dude was a team captain, voted a team captain at Notre Dame. He didn't even start. And so the negative, this dude didn't even start college. He started 6 games his senior year at Notre Dame, but was elected a team captain by the team. Work ethic, energy, character, leadership, just, you know, you're checking a lot of the intangibles. When the 49ers bring players in, the first question they ask, does this guy love football? Will Pauling loves him some freaking football. So back end of the roster guy, for sure. He's number 86 out of 91. He's got an uphill battle for sure. No doubt about that. Walner texts me, I got to turn on my do not disturb. How dare you? I love you, man. And again, like his journey, you talk about loyalty. Okay, so he goes to Cincinnati, okay? Then he transfers to Washington, then Notre Dame. Now, what's funny is he followed Luke Fickell, his head coach, from Cincinnati to Wisconsin. Then he followed his wide receiver coach, Mike Brown, from Wisconsin to Notre Dame. So this is a guy that is, you know, loyalty program. It's written all over him. Like, Yeah, and he moved up, you know, Cincinnati to Wisconsin, Wisconsin, Notre Dame. I get that. But again, gets voted as a team captain whenever he was with Notre Dame for 1 year and didn't even start. Like that is the impression that Will Pauling brings. Now, you look at kind of, he runs a 4.48, so he's got speed way more than Junior Bergen, even though they're similar size. College career, he's played in 48 games, 155 receptions, 1,700 receiving yards, average 11.3 yards per carry. That's really low. For a small wide receiver, like usually these small kind of bullet dudes, you know, 14, 15, 17 yards per catch. This dude is a short gadget guy that can work screens, slants, all that kind of stuff. 15 career touchdowns. Did have one major injury where he had a stress fracture in his right foot. Had to have surgery, put a screw in, but since then has no issues. You know, played 400 career special team snaps. I think that's huge. And he gets a three-year, $3.1 million contract with the 49ers. Pretty standard for priority free agents. No guarantees. So he's not even at the top or the most coveted priority free agents that the Niners brought in. That's why he comes in here. Now, Dane Brugler wrote about Pauling in The Beast. He said, quote, "Pauling is the type of athletic competitor and leader NFL teams want to bring into the building, but he will need to establish himself on special teams and camp to stay there," end quote. Watch some of his wide receiver tape. Yeah, he's shifty. He's got speed. He's tough, even though he's small. I love his blocking ability, but struggles getting off the line of scrimmage. So now you got to hide him in slot. So he's a small slot kind of only. I don't think he's a true X. This is a special teams returner type option that could be that small slot Trent Taylor-esque. And you find him at the bottom of the depth chart. This is the problem with wide receiver room. They added five. Listen to Mike Evans, Ricky Pearsall, Christian Kirk, Sean Stribling, Jordan Watkins, Jacob Cowing, DeMarcus Robinson, Malik Turner, Junior Bergen, Wesley Grimes, Will Pauling, and Colton Dowell. That's 12. Might keep six. Might keep five. Five to seven is the range. But Will Pauling, one of those guys, jersey number four, where effort, leadership, you know, just fun and competition. In competition. I think that is a big, big deal. I really, really do. Now, real quick update. We do have our Jerry Rice tier Zoom hangout this Wednesday at 5 p.m., so the 27th of May. Here, just a couple quick days. That's been loaded up on the 49ersrush.com and on our Patreon. If you haven't signed up yet, go sign up. Get a 7-day free trial. Come join us. This is the time we get to hear from you. We just hang out and talk, man. It's a beautiful community with some beautiful people. And friendships, it's incredible. I'm very, very lucky to be a small part of that. So come join us. The Zoom link's already been posted on there. This Wednesday, 5 p.m. Pacific time. It's going to be a good time. Hopefully you come join us. And yeah, let's have a good time over there. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. For some, summer is their favorite season. Travel, pick up the kids, they're out of school, adventure, it's all out there. For others, juggling it can be tough and can lead to being overwhelmed and counting down the minutes until the kids are back in school. And many worry they're wasting their days of sunshine. Well, therapy can help better understand their needs, feel more confident about setting boundaries, create a version of summer that actually feels good. And with over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally, and it works. Their average rating is 4.9 out of 5 for live sessions based on over 1.7 million client reviews. BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the United States. And they do all the initial matching work with you for the therapist. Short questionnaire helps identify your needs, your preferences, and over 12 years of experience in the industry-leading match fulfillment rate means they typically get it right the first time. But if you're not happy with your match, switch to a different therapist at any time from all of the tailored recommendations. You don't have to say yes to everything this summer. Find support in therapy, sign up, and get 10% off at betterhelp.com. That's betterhelp.com. You might have heard the phrase, dirty hands, clean money. It's a blue-collar saying that has been around forever. The idea that hard, honest work is how you earn a good life and everything in it. Troll Co. It's a clothing brand built around that. Started by two guys out in the oil patch who worked hard their whole lives and could not find anything that represented people like them. So they made it. Workwear, tees, hoodies, hats. And here is what I keep thinking about. The Faithful rep red and gold with real conviction. Not because it's easy, but because it means something. We are the best fan base in sports. That is the exact same energy Trollco runs on. You wear it because of what it stands for. And I was raised from blue collar work. My father ran a construction crew his entire life. My oldest son works in the oil fields in Texas. My youngest son, he's going to become a firefighter. Like, this is who we are. And so when you think about what you sacrifice most, people don't see. But you go to trollco.com/rush. That's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. Go check them out. Amazing company, amazing people, amazing product. Wonderful thing to support. Again, that's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. Number 85, William Bradley King, one of the coolest names on the team, I got to say. Defensive end, he's a big old boy. 6'4", 265. Perfect build for a prototypical edge. His job is to give the offensive line a good look. Defensive end depth, which you have not had here recently. And you're expecting a lot of guys to come back from injury. Mikael Williams, Nick Bosa, Keon White. Hoping those three guys, you know, that's kind of top of the pecking order. But then you got guys like William Bradley King that, man, like, you put in his comps for mock draftable. I mean, 6'4", 265. He's a big dude. He's Bosa. You put him next to Bosa, same height, same weight. Tyreek Smith, 86% match. Noah Spence, 83% match. Robert Quinn, 82% match. He's got the build and the traits. He just hasn't really put it together. He's 28 years old, Arkansas dude. He was with Arkansas that transferred to Baylor in 2020. Gets drafted in the 7th round by the Commanders in 2021, one round after Elijah Mitchell, if you want to kind of compare other 49ers with where they drafted. So William Bradley King went in the 7th round, was a drafted player. Funny story, probably to nobody but me, he went to Hogan Prep Academy in Missouri. I lived across the street in grad school from this place. The bells drove me crazy. Kansas City, Missouri guy. We literally lived next door to his school, which is interesting. Played three sports in high school. He was a three-star recruit, committed to Arkansas. The 49ers are going to be his fourth team since he's been in the NFL. Four teams. Commanders, Patriots, Dolphins, 49ers. The 49ers brought him in midseason last year, so he wasn't on our countdown last year because he joined post-91-man roster. And he's just been a practice squad kind of guy. He's played in four games in his NFL career, entering his sixth season, only one accrued. He's got 30 tackles, two sacks, four quarterback hits, and only 83 snaps. So, like, this is somebody I do not expect to play a lot for the 49ers, but, like, you're talking about somebody that's played 83 snaps in the NFL. This dude's got two sacks, four quarterback hits. That's pretty bonkers. He's never really been able to overcome the practice squad kind of stigma, but the NFL has a need for giving offensive linemen a good look, and there's not a lot of 6'4", 265 guys that you could put out there on the, you know, practice squad, scout team to give your offensive tackles good look against bull rush ends. That's what William Bradley King, that's the value that he brings. He's got a one-year, $1 million deal, no guarantees. And again, 6 years in the NFL, he's made $1.2 million. So shows up, gets beat up by Trent Williams whenever he shows up, and that's kind of his job. That's where it is. And you look at the depth chart, 49ers usually keep five defensive ends, sometimes six. Okay, here's the depth chart. Nick Bosa, Mikael Williams, Keon White, Sam O, Romello Height, Mikael Kamara, Cam Sample, William Bradley King coming in at 8, Andrew Farmer II at 9. Now, what if Nick Bosa, Mikael Williams, and Keon White aren't available? You go from 8 to 5 real quick. I would probably argue the 49ers would sign a veteran depth piece instead of having William Bradley King on their 53-man roster, because I don't think that there's much of a risk for a team to steal him away if you do waive him. So I don't think that he's going to make the 53, but I do expect him to stay on the 49ers practice squad. And he's got to beat out at least one. He's got to beat out two of these guys out of Andrew Farmer II, Cam Sample, and Mikel Kamara. If he could beat out two of those three, the 49ers usually like to keep two defensive ends on their practice squad. So that's William Bradley King, fun player. Again, you're going back to perfect build, prototypical edge, size, strength, athleticism, just hasn't put it together. And man, this 83 plays he's played in the NFL, very effective. It's kind of interesting that he has those stats and hasn't gotten back to that spot or been given another chance, but it just hasn't really happened. I don't know what to say about that. Now, before we get to number 84, we got a running back on our list. If you go to any 49ers road games this year, you got to come party with us. 49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with Tick Pick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the Tick Pick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Man, tickets are up, ready to go. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. You can go through the TickPick app or just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. We've got Australia, at Seattle, at Atlanta, at Dallas, and Mexico City. Those are the five events we got up now. Probably going to be adding LA. Still working out some details there. Hopefully have those done within this week. But yeah, if you go to any of those or you know anybody going to any of those games, have them come say what's up, man. I truly believe we put out a pretty good product and a pretty good event. Kids are free to everything we always do. So check that out. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. What's up, Captain? Appreciate you, man. Number 84 on the 49ers 2026 roster countdown. Running back, Sincere McCormick. Another juicy name. That is a freaking awesome name. Veteran depth that knows the system. Jack of all trades. Special teams. Catch out of the backfield. He is Jordan James Light, and he knows the scheme. He's been around for a long time. He wears jersey number 35. He's 5'8", 204. So again, these smaller, stocky backs. He ran a 4.60, not on the top end of the speed guy, but you plug in his metrics on Mock Draftable. Ashton Jeanty and him, 95% match. Sean Tucker, 84% match. Jordan James, 84% match. Bobby Turner's got a type. Sincere McCormick knows the playbook inside and out. He's been with the 49ers, the Cardinals, the Broncos, the Vikings. He's been around. And again, being with the Vikings and the 49ers before, he knows this scheme. He really, really does. And the time he was with the Broncos, they were running kind of a Shanahan offshoot as well. So he's not familiar. And Kyle Shanahan always wants this. He wants his last running back to be this guy. Whether that's Keyshawn Vaughn, bringing back Matt Breida last year, Amir Abdullah. Like, you want this jack of all trades that could do everything in training camp and take these reps and can show the newer running backs, this is how you practice. That's what Sincere McCormick does. Do I think that he makes this roster? No. But I do remember a time where five running backs were injured before the 49ers even started the season. Crazier things have happened. He's not old. He's been in the NFL for a while, but he's 25 years old. Yeah. There was that pocket of those COVID guys that came out in 2022. He's a priority free agent that were just crazy, crazy young. He was one of those. And man, September 10th, same birthday as Josh. Shout out to Josh. UTSA, you know, he went to the Fighting Roadrunners, baby. We got a couple UTSA guys on the roster, actually. He was a two-time Conference USA Player of the Year. This dude balled out in college. Hey, unbelievable. From Long Beach, California, so you like the California thing. But then moved to Texas, went to Converse Judson. Great program down there. Came into the league in 2022, but hasn't found his home yet. Bounced around, back into the roster depth. But he does enough that teams like him and keep bringing him back. He's almost been back with every single team at some point, even though he does get waived. He lacks the elite traits to qualify kind of in the NFL as a true player, but gives people good looks. And, you know, played with five teams, back with a second stint with the 49ers team, and just hasn't made it off the practice squad throughout his career. He's got 39 career rushes, 183 yards, 4.7 yards per carry, 6 receptions, 29 yards. Not bad numbers. Not bad. You watch his film, vision, burst, receiving. No top-end speed, and he's small. Kalon Black, Jordan James. They are very, very similar in their build and their traits. Now, those other guys, much faster than Sincere McCormick. That's why they were drafted. Played at bigger schools. That's why they were drafted. That's what that is. Now, he did tear his ACL and PCL in rookie minicamp 2022, and did have a season-ending ankle injury in 2024, so he has had some lower body issues. You don't like to see that. Niners brought him in on a one-year, $795,000 deal. No guarantees. Contracts tell you a lot about how the 49ers feel about players, about how all NFL teams. If you get these players on one-year deals with no guaranteed money, that tell and you know, for Sincere McCormick and these guys as well, like, look, we see you as a back-end guy. You can surprise, but just understand where you are. Like, nobody's going to claim you if we cut you. So we want you to take a lot of reps, and he's going to be a part of the CMC care package, which means Christian McCaffrey doesn't play a lot of games in the preseason and training camp. He gets a lot of days off. So Sincere, you're going to get a lot of reps. You can't screw up our ones just because you're getting a lot of reps. He will not. He knows what to do. And you look at the depth chart, Christian McCaffrey, Jordan James, Kalon Black, Isaac Arendo, Patrick Taylor Jr., Sincere McCormick. There's only six. I think there's room for another running back on this roster. I really do. Especially with Christian McCaffrey not practicing much. So Jordan James, Kalon Black, they're going to get the bulk of the carries, and whoever wins that battle for the number two, that's going to be fun to see. But Isaac Arendo, Patrick Taylor Jr., Sincere McCormick, those three guys are in a separate tier. And I don't think Sincere makes this roster, the 53-man. But I do think that he's going to get a lot of work. And so you're going to see number 35 out there getting a lot of work. Captain, I sincerely hope McCormick gets a sprinkle of carries. Look at you. You stud. You stud. I love it. Kimbro, don't see Sincere making it. Going to be tough with us drafting Black. Would have to take him over Garindo. Yeah, he'd have to pass Garindo and Patrick Taylor Jr., which I think that this front office and Kyle Shanahan love Patrick Taylor Jr. I think that they love Patrick Taylor Jr. He just hasn't stayed healthy. If he could, that's there. McCormick or Taylor is the last running back possible. But again, I don't think Sincere, you got to be worried about somebody taking him. So you could waive him, put him on your practice squad, elevate him if you want. I think that the goal for Sincere McCormick, number 35, is to make the practice squad. That's what his goal is. What's up, Tom? My man. Applesauce, I love it. Rusty, live on a Sunday? What have I been missing? Hey, we're trying to keep the schedule, you know, going. We're trying. We're not the best at it, but we're trying. So that's number 84. Let's get to number 83. But before we do, if you want to support the show, the way I feed the family, the49ersrush.com and our Patreon, we've got breakdowns of every single player in the 49ers draft class. You want to watch freaking Oso Odighizuwa film breakdowns, not highlights, actual game tape, all 22, me explaining what happens on everything, what's good, what's bad. Oso Odighizuwa, Christian Kirk. You want to watch Mike Evans, any of the new free agents, draft picks, you name it. All of that is up. We have 7-day free trial that includes Zoom hangouts. We do our bets of the week in season. You can bet with us, all those different things. And again, if you just want to support us and you're like, man, we really like this show and we're thankful for what the show puts out. I mean, this is what episode is this? Good Lord. This is episode 1,649 of the 49ers Rush podcast. We've been doing this a while. And the main reason we're allowed to do that is because people support us on Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. So even if you're one of those people that's like, you know what? I don't really have time to watch all those things, but you want to support us, that's the best way to do it. Go sign up. We have tiers as low as $2 all the way up to a lot more. But check it out. Cancel anytime. 7-day free trial. If you like it, stick around. And if not, cancel. No skin off my back. But we appreciate you. And this show does not exist without those of you that have helped support us throughout the years over there. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, number 83, tight end, Hayden Rucci, which, let me just be very, very honest, I probably would have had Hayden Rucci, the tight end, lower, probably like, you know, 89, 88-ish, but this is the shallowest depth of any position on the team. Now, that's not a slight to Hayden Rucci. He's got pedigree. He's a big blocking tight end, which the 49ers covet, and he's a special team stud. He wears jersey number 83, big old boy, 6'5", 247. The Niners do not draft small tight ends. Now, Kenyon Sadiq, if he would have been there, what would that have looked like? I don't know. But they've never drafted a 6'3 guy. They like big tight ends. They like big tight ends, and I do not lie. There we go. Look at that. Sir Mix-a-Lot? No? Okay. I'll see myself out. Sorry. See, I can do the same thing, Captain. I could be cringe as well. He's 25 years old, wears jersey number 83, and another Wisconsin guy. Multiple all-academic Big Ten awards. He has his degree in real estate and urban land economics. What? This dude is a smart, smart, smart cookie. And I'm just saying, I like him. And whenever I turned on his tape, I was just like, ooh, he plays like an extra offensive tackle. That's the type of tight end that he brings. He's from Lillits, Pennsylvania, went to Warwick High School, very productive high school career, was a 4-star recruit, committed to the Badgers. His dad, Todd Rucci, played football at Penn State before being a second-round NFL draft pick by the Patriots, if anybody remembers that one. Played 8 NFL seasons. Mom was a stud at Penn State as well in field hockey. Grandfather Thomas played in the NFL for the Baltimore Colts for 4 seasons. Like, pedigree, 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 right? This dude comes from a family of athletes, and he's got the size to do it. He's got the intelligence. That is there. Now, he's on his third team in 2 years, was a priority free agent coming out in 2024, ran a 5.02 40-yard dash. He's big. He's not fast. It's just what it is. He's going into his third season, Hayden Rucci, as tight end, only appeared in 4 games, and all those came last season with the Dolphins. No receiving yards or catches. He had 39 offensive snaps, 42 special team snaps. Again, linebackers, tight ends. That is what makes up today's NFL special teams groups predominantly. You can throw in some safeties, but the most is tight ends and linebackers. Special teams, special teams, special teams. That is where he would make the roster. Played for Miami and Detroit, but again, just a blocker. He did have an arm injury in 2019 and a foot injury in 2022. He's played 81 snaps last year. That's his entire NFL, whatever. The rest of the time, just practice squad stuff. Did have one tackle on special teams. There we go. Got brought onto the 49ers 1 year, $1 million deal. 0 guarantees. That is what slates him where he is. Because you look at him and it's like, okay, this dude's probably not going to make the roster, but it's the shallowest position on the team. What do the 49ers need? They need blockers and they need special teamers. He does both those things. His career earnings through 3 seasons, $680,000. That's what practice squad pays you. Now, how many tight ends do the 49ers keep? Usually 3. George Kittle, recovering, we'll see. Depth chart, George Kittle, Jake Tonches, Luke Farrell, to much of everybody's chagrin, Khalil Dinkins, Braden Willis, Hayden Rucci. That's where they're at. Sorry, that's only 6. I didn't do the thumb. So Hayden Rucci comes in at number six, but this is such a thin position. Man, there's hope, especially if George Kittle starts on the pup, which I suspect he will. All right, now he's fifth. All right, you got to beat out two guys. Can he beat out Braden Willis? Can he beat out Khalil Dinkins? I love Khalil Dinkins, by the way. I think it's an uphill battle, but can he prove that, you know what? Special teams and blocking, I bring it, and I can do whatever is needed, right? We'll see, but it's going to be fun to see. I mean, you're going to see him. He's huge, 83. Like, he's a big dude. He might be the biggest tight end the 49ers have, actually. He is huge. So that's going to pay dividends. I love this. Yeah, Rusty. Urban Land Economics, Community Garden Rentals. There you go. He's got it. I love it. Yeah, he's slow, man. He is slow. Oh, look at this, Captain. Hayden is the McCormick of the tight ends. You're not wrong. You are not wrong. Dinkins, I do think Dinkins has a very strong chance of making this roster, and I hope he does, man. I really, really like that dude. Captain said, I'd be good making 680 in 3 years. Me too, brother. Me too, brother. All right, this is our last one. Number 82. This is the last one we got. But if you go to any 49ers games or shoot any events, concerts, you name it, got to use TickPick. Hey, Niner faithful. If you're looking for tickets to see the 49ers play this season, TickPick is the destination for the best deals you'll find on tickets with absolutely no hidden fees. TickPick guarantees the best price on tickets to every NFL game and beyond. Download the TickPick app and use code Niners, N-I-N-E-R-S, at checkout to save $10 on your first order. Again, that's code Niners. Get your tickets ready today to cheer on the team with the rest of the 49ers Rush community, and all of our events for the 49ers Rush road trip are sold exclusively on the TickPick app or TickPick.com. Just search 49ers Rush. Also, do have to put out there, we have all-inclusive travel packages with flights, hotels, game tickets to Mexico and Australia. So if you want to go overseas, which I cannot recommend enough, going to an international game is better than the Super Bowl in my experience. I've done both. I'll never go to the Super Bowl again, probably. I think we'll always do watch parties. It's much better experience and way cheaper and economical and whatever. Man, Super Bowl is so corporate. You're not surrounded by fans, sadly. But international games, it's nothing but fans. And it is some of the coolest positive energy I've ever been a part of. So go check that out. That's up on 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. You just click on any of the Australia or Mexico single events. We have the link there with True Fan Travel. And again, it's fully customizable. So if you want plane tickets involved, cool, you can do that. If you don't, awesome. You want, you know, low tickets to the games in the lower bowl, you can do that. You don't care. You just want the cheap ticket, you can do that. You want two-person hotel, all that's fully customizable. So just go on there and you can message us on True Fan. That's the best place to do that. Their customer service is fire. They'll take care of you guys. But yeah, Mexico and Australia travel packages, man, you don't have to do anything. Put your deposit in, pay it off. And then once that's done, we handle every single thing, transportation to and from the airport, drinks, dinners, game tickets, you name it, several thousand dollars cheaper than the NFL package, and we offer twice as much. So go check that out. Right here, Tommy, my man, thanks for the super chat. Luke Farrell is absolute trash, awful signing. It was terrible. The one thing I will say, if I'm trying to find a positive about Luke Farrell, which is hard, when Kittle played and was healthy, Luke Farrell was a decent tight end too. I do believe that. When Luke Farrell has to play up because George Kittle's out, he struggled mightily. Luke Farrell is also decent on special teams. He wasn't terrible on special teams, not consistent. Me personally, I would have cut Luke Farrell this offseason and would have drafted or signed. I still would sign a tight end. I think they're still out there. You have the money. But yeah, Kyle loves him. Overpaid for him. Just hasn't been good. Just hasn't been good. Really, really hasn't. So anyway. Whatever. All right, let's get to number 82. Patrick McMorris, safety. Not sure his jersey number just yet. He's a big, slow, strong safety. Stop me if you heard this before. This is the only position that the 49ers just do not care about speed. This dude ran a 4.72. It is a safety. Now, great ball skills, very physical, very tough. And that seems to be the requirement, right? Like the 49ers, if they draft a safety, you got to be able to hit. You got to want to hit. You got to want to play special teams. Patrick Memoris does that in spades. He is a special teams focused guy and depth piece, known for his insane work ethic everywhere he's been. Everybody loves this guy. Just slow. He's slow. 6 foot 206. So he's a bigger, kind of closer to a linebacker. You know, he's 24 years old. He went to San Diego State, then transferred to Cal. So local Bay Area dude. He's been around. Smart dude. He has a bachelor's in education science at San Diego State. Then he got his MBA at Cal. Like, this dude took advantage of his academic situation, and man, props to him. I love that. Raised in Santa Ana, California, went to Godinez. I'm sure I messed that up. Fundamental High School. Played running back in high school, had 2,200 yards and 28 touchdowns. As a senior, he averaged 12.8 yards per carry, was a three-star recruit, went to San Diego State. The Aztecs, a lot of San Diego State guys. Now, he got drafted in 2024 in the sixth round, same round as Jarrett Kingston, who, you know, the 49ers drafted but didn't stick around. He was 198th overall to the Dolphins, but got injured and hasn't, I don't want to say got back on his feet, hasn't overcome that injury yet. This is going to be the fourth team in that time frame entering into his third season. He's played with the Miami Dolphins, the New York Giants, the Arizona Cardinals, and now the 49ers. He's played in six games, which all came in 2024. Recorded three tackles on 97 snaps. I tried going to see some of the tape. Wasn't that great. He's a special teams guy that can provide safety depth. Like, can he become a special teams ace in the NFL? That's his pathway. Not a lot of 4.72 safeties in today's NFL. Roy Williams in the Cowboys uniform kind of showed lack of speed, gets exposed on the back end in today's NFL. But the 49ers continue to go after these slow safeties. They love them. I don't know why, but they love slow big safeties. Doesn't matter. Anyway, I don't want to go down to that. Now, 1 year, $1 million contract, zero guarantees. 862,000 career earnings. Love that for him. 49ers can keep four safeties. They've kept five with a special teams designated safety in the past. Here's the depth chart at the safety position. Malik Mustafa, Marquise Siegel, Jair Brown, Ciaran Neal, Jalen Stroman, Derek Canteen, Derek Forrest, Patrick Morris, number eight. Now, there is only four. Like, Ciaran Neal's making the roster. He's the special teams ace. Patrick Morris is trying to be Ciaran Neal. That's his pathway. It's kind of hard to see him get there. But work ethic, ball skills is kind of the offset outlier. Like, this dude creates turnovers all throughout college. That is kind of the thing that's just like, yeah, he's slow, but man, he anticipates well. Route recognition's good. You know, football IQ is there. Regular IQ is there. That translates into his tape in college. Haven't seen that much in the NFL. And sometimes you can only overcome so much athletic inefficiencies. And that's kind of the issue with Patrick Morris. But you're getting a guy on the back end that's an all-out hustler, special team stud, and there is value in that. Do I think he makes the 53? No. That's why we have him number 82. But fun player, fun player, fun player. Yeah, Niners love, yeah, they do. They love that college. It's interesting. It's weird. It's San Diego State. Yeah, I gotcha. So they just do the Aztecs. You can go back and back and back in days. They used to have so many of these guys. I don't know why, but it's what it is. It's what it is. Right here, he ran the same speed as Juwan Jennings. Yeah. Safety's hard, man. Slow safeties are just hard in today's NFL. They're going the way of the dodo. It's just hard to find that. So that's going to do it for this episode of the next 49ers roster countdown. So we had five players. Hopefully you got to know them a little bit better, and you'll be able to recognize these guys on the back end. Number 86, Will Pauling. Number 85, William Bradley King. Number 84, Sincere McCormick. 83, Hayden Rucci. And number 82, Patrick Memoris. That was some fun times, and we'll be regular scheduled programming this next week. And for us, the 49ers Rush podcast, we're just going to keep counting them down. Till next time, stay strong, faithful.